About what they were at about the midpoint returning home from the village of Ransomville, about 4 miles that you had to go, and a storm was blowing up rain and sleet, and then sleet and snow. The sky above the mountain rim of the valley, a frightening bluish black line with clouds like those fleeting, distorted faces you see as you're beginning to fall asleep. And the sun, a smoldering red eye at the horizon, like the last coal in the smithing, engorged with flame by the blacksmith bellows. According to grandfather, Houseman was a blacksmith as well as a farmer, and you could hear a strange sound like the horse breathing of the bellows that was the wind looking at the struggling car, wanting to plug it from the road. Against her husband's wishes, Mr. Houseman was regarding gasoline and the other general upkeep of the family car, and did not approve of John's the town except for practical purposes like the shopping.
What's that word?
Parsimonious.
So what does it mean?
Or can trust like so you don't get
like
you know how people like you speeding on the highway or stuff like that. And the person gas all the way going down the hill. Like he's not that kind of person. He tries to like keep gas.
Like puts it neutral.
Save it.
He doesn't like to spend money, basically.
It's a she.
My sister's definitely not.
Right?
Oh,
right.
Mrs. Houseman had been driving backcountry, quickly plowed the roads to visit a slicky older sister who lived in Ransomville. Now, on the returning trip, she was beginning to panic. The way the snow was coming down, an unexpected blizzard.
Okay, go ahead and you say something.
Like, they're in, like, the family car. It's a really old, like, Dodge, and it's snowing really hard, and he's trying to save gas when I'm here, and that's basically also on page.
Yeah, because cars back then didn't really have the greatest gas mileage.
Sure.
Yeah. No fuel injectors. Okay. Sorry.
What was the part that you said you thought was really confusing here?
Well, it was like, I think it said Mr., but it might have been Miss. But she was like, except like Mr. Heisman was like, he was like praying to God.
Oh,
no, it was Mr. I thought he said Mr.
Okay, I'm going to give, did we do sticky notes yet?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys some sticky notes. And when there's something, when you're reading alone or together, that you think